He is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. This is Ministry of the Badge.
Good and evil are societal constructs, effectively subjective value statements.
Do you think my victims thought I was evil?
Why is it so important that I think you're evil?
Legionum mihi nomen est, quia multi sumus.
Sorry, my Latin's a little rusty.
My name is Legion, for we are many. See, James, is not just about you, or Ed, for that matter. It's about everyone. The entire human race. All of us against all of you.
You know, if that's the case, your side's not doing too well.
Do you really believe that, James?
Yeah. Never been freer. Literacy is at an all-time high. We're working to eliminate racism, intolerance, gender inequality. People can love who they want, be who they want, do what they want. Diversity is no longer a dream.
James, the average high school graduate reads at a sixth grade level. You have basketball players making $3 million a year decrying racism, all while wearing sneakers made from slave labor.
Now, here's something for you. Right now, the world currently has 40 million slaves.
More than the Romans had at the height of their empire. You want to know the best part, though? Half of those, half, are sex slaves, James. And now there's evil everywhere, and no one even cares.
Yeah, I don't agree.
Proving that we achieved our goal, slowly, with your movies, your TV, and your media, we desensitized you, redirected your worldview, to the point that you can't even recognize evil when it's right in front of your face. More to the point, James, you can't even feel it when you're doing it.
What is evil? That conversation that you just heard or you watched was from a movie called Nefarious. I would highly recommend watching the movie. It's an interesting premise. A psychologist and a prisoner on death row. I won't give you much more than that. Maybe some of you have seen it already, maybe never really given any thought, but what is evil? Welcome to Ministry of the Badge. This is what I call the evil episode because I want to speak about what is going on in this world. Why does it seem that everything seems to be just getting a lot worse, especially in law enforcement? We have what they call the Ferguson effect on law enforcement. This concept that I can't remember who the first person was that came up with it, but they came up with the fact that ever since the riots from way back, a few years back, law enforcement has held back from doing its job. And I'm going to tell you that when you take a look at it on the scale, it is because of this word, it is because of evil. And I want to get into what evil is. Evil isn't just a social concept. It isn't just that. It in the conversation that they had, the psychologist and a lot of smart people want to come up with all these kind of viewpoints on what evil is, and they never really want to put evil to where it's supposed to go. So that's what I'm going to do on Ministry of the Badge. And hopefully I give you something to think about, something more than you've thought in the past on what exactly evil is, because you see it all the time. You who have worked this job long enough and you who are just getting into the job, you're starting to see people do things to one another. You're starting to watch people come up with the most horrific ways of torturing someone or, you know, beating them or exposing them or, you know, revenge porn and revenge this and revenge that. These are words being used and it's just plain evil. It comes from a sinful nature, and we're going to get into that on Ministry of the Badge because, you know, I'm going to have a conversation because we try to place a finger on all of this stuff. We're trying to figure out, well, what the heck is going on? Why in the world are we Are we to a point where it's just crazy, right? It almost seems impossible. We're talking about things that 30, 40, 50 years ago we would never talk about, but nothing has really changed that much in the sense of man and man's heart and what man believes and what man thinks. I mean, it all revolves around man's ability to be so selfish. And why is that? And why law enforcement? Why this huge upscaled? I mean, you talk to any cop who's been around long enough. I've talked to cops that were in the job longer than me, 40-year guys and, you know, 35-year guys. And you're not going to see that much now. I'm a 26-year guy, and I was out. And the reason why I got out is because I knew that my time in what I was doing in particular was time for me to move on. If I had to come back, and I had to come back in a capacity where I would come in and help a department or help with some of the younger guys and pass on what I know, yeah, I'd go back for something like that. I don't want to be that guy out on the street anymore. I have no business running around being on the street chasing people, you know, 20 years younger than I am, but I would go back. Nonetheless, let's get back to evil. Evil is something that is so palatable, and it's coming against all of us and all of you in law enforcement. And we're seeing it more and more and more. So let's get into what evil is. The Bible talks about man's heart. In this verse, Matthew 15:19, out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, and slander. Isn't that all what we deal with? Isn't that what we deal with on a constant basis? It's pick out one of those things. And you wonder what we're confronting all the time. People who get into this job and people who see us get into this job don't even realize that when we're dealing with the evil things that we see, we're dealing right with from the hearts of men. And it's a threefold process. It's man's heart. It's the greed of money. And then it gets into even the demonic. And we're going to break that all down here in Ministry of the Badge. So right off the bat, you could see it's not a social construct, as was said in that clip. It comes right out of the heart. Why do people do the things they do to one another? Why, when you see that child who was beat and you see the bloody chair. These are things I've seen. The bloody car seat. And you got to go take measurements on a bloody car seat because this child was beat up by the baby daddy. Or what about the mother who poisons her children and lays them in bed like they're sleeping? Friends of mine had to go to that call. Evil. Malicious. Sexual immorality, false witness, murder, evil thoughts, murder, taking of innocent lives, evil. And this is what we deal with. And then when it comes to us being held back from stopping that evil, we can't stop it completely because it's in man's heart. But doesn't it seem like they want us to let it go on? But in fact, that's not what should happen. So I don't want you to be so discouraged that you're not doing your job. But understand, this is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with this evil. And it comes right there. There it is, Matthew 15:19. Those are evil. That's what we're dealing with. What is it? Just look. There are some of you that are out there who maybe just, you know, man, it's just bad news. But, you know, most people are you know, they're pretty good people. Yeah, for the most part, people aren't murderous. But take a look. Evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. Those are just some of the concepts that are coming out of man's heart. Bolstered by what? Bolstered by what? 1 Timothy 6:10. the love of money is a root, is a root, not the root, not money itself, is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this, that love of money, craving, that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. What kind of people are those? People can drift off into this world of pangs, right? That, man, I need this and I need that. I was just listening to the radio on the way to do this program, and you have officials who have stolen hundreds of thousands of dollars from the American taxpayer. Hundreds of the 600, one of them was like $600,000. They just recently got caught. Another one was $400,000. You have senators taking bribes of gold and cars and things like that. I mean, that centers around the love of money. And we as police officers, that's what we're dealing with. And it cuts across the lines. Look what it says. Even some of the faithful, even some of the ones, they can drift off because they crave that money. Again, it's not the money itself. It's that craving for the love. I got to make more. I got to get more. I have to have more. I got to need this. I need that. I need to keep up with the Joneses, so on and so forth. It's crazy. Think about it. How many drug addicts have you come across? They broke into a place and you're like, man, this dude, this crackhead or whatever. Yeah, this crackhead, some of them start out with addictions to pains and so like that. And you feel bad for some, but some of these people will go out and they don't care. I own a coffee shop. 60-year-old guy, we believe, breaks into our place. 60 years old. You're 60 years old. You're still breaking into things for what? For the love of money. Right? For the love of money. You wouldn't think that getting, whatever he got from us is going to be anything, but for the love of money. When you come across these people, when you watch the videos that joyously, they take a pride in showing them exposing women and exploiting women and look at the money, count the money and doing all this and that, right? We watch it all the time. We see it on the streets. These young guys who are showing off their big cars and all these things, right? It's all for the love of money, right? Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. You hear about that. Lifestyle, look at the lifestyle. Yeah. And that craving leads to the things that we see and we deal with in law enforcement. And of course, when we get in the way to them, of course they're going to attack. Of course they are. Why? Because we represent the good. You represent the good. Is your heart like the rest of those that says, well, yeah, by nature, man is that way. But there's something different about all of you who got into this job. Not that you're better or, more perfect than anyone else. But you had to take a test to get on there. You had to be whittled down from hundreds. I think at the time when I took the test for my department years ago, and I know there's not nearly that many, and I'm hoping there will be, there were thousands. So your heart, your mind had to be decent, right? According to the test. But those thoughts that are in your heart, that thin blue line, we talk about the thin blue line. That's the line to make you not cross evil. It's you right on the verge of that evil, right? And you're preventing that evil from crossing over and you crossing into. Have you ever thought about it that way? Why do you think everything is coming down on you so much? Because evil does not like to lose. And if those thoughts, and they are, coming from man's heart, and you're getting in the way of them making their money. I've heard people say, and you have, man, you're just getting in the way. Man, you're just getting in the way. Getting in the way of what? Of you not being able to make any kind of money that you want? Why do child traffickers watch interviews on guys who have arrested child traffickers and listen to what they say? There's that movie, the one that just recently came out, Flight from Freedom, or you know, the movie about trafficking and based on true stories. And when you listen, you know, turning kids, 3 to 10 year old kids and older, you can turn a kid 10 times a day, but you can sell drugs only once a day. That's evil. For this, for the love of money. Take a look at that picture. There's the roots and the daggers at the end and the gold coins and the spirits hanging on to the money, right? That nastiness. That's why we see it. And yet there are those who we perceive as being good are some of the ones that are coming down on us the most. Defund the police. Why? Your uniform is scary. Why? Why? You represent good. You're there for good. Getting in whose way? And they take a couple incidences where officers have gone off the rails and done things. Evil will come in every form it can to make sure you don't get in its way. It's not afraid of the good, but it can be stopped by the good. Man, keep doing your job. Keep doing your job. This is what you're up against. Evil. When you realize that you are representatives, you are different in what you believe, in what you, in the reason why you got into this job. When you talk to most cops, you got into the job to do what? Everybody say it. Help people. That's right. Everybody says it. I got into this job to help people. Yep. And it's one of those jobs that when you help people, it can be some of the thankless times you can have. But that's because inside of you, you knew that doing this job was the right thing to do. But have you ever looked at it in the sense that you're battling evil? Evil. Now, you have two things. You have man's heart. You have the love of money. And the third thing that evil does and is demonic. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not. And it's not just we not only wrestle. It could say that. When you look up the definition and that phrase, wrestle not, we wrestle not. It's like we not only do we wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against rulers, against the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So here we are. Evil. And you want people, and you want people to see what evil is. How many of you out there were in riots in 2020? Maybe back further. Maybe you were in some of the Watts riots from way back in Los Angeles times if you're a retired guy. That picture that you're seeing on there, and some of you who are just listening to this can't see the picture. It's a picture of a garbage truck, one of our city garbage trucks on fire. And there's a person with camouflage pants standing there masked, and they got their hands raised. And then there's a cop in the background, and the courthouse is back there, and there's all kinds of graffiti. Again, isn't this a picture of good and evil, right? The goodness of the courts, right? The representation of the law, and then the evil that's burning in front of it and all against it. And I could show you picture after picture after picture. This particular time in that same picture that you're looking at, a few nights later, maybe within that time frame, a friend of mine was on the line. And he was out in plain clothes and he was in the crowd, and there was some National Guards guy there. And he said he watched a woman with two machetes in her hand, and she's slashing away, just slashing away at this pole that's out in front of her. Now, that's a crazy picture in and of itself, right? Picture a woman in probably dressed like this, in this kind of garb, and she's slashing away, you know, mask and everything else. And she's like, growling, he said, acting really weird. He says, Gonzo, I'm telling you, and this is a friend of mine. I've known him very well, good Christian guy. He said, I'm telling you, this woman seems like she was demon possessed. No doubt. No doubt. I mean, think about some of the calls that you've been on. Think about some of the people that you have talked to. It's plain evil. And someone out there hacking, he said, you know, they finally got the things away from her, the machetes away from her, took her down, arrested her. A friend of mine took her over to the jail cell. Some of us had to take turns transporting people, whatever. It was a crazy time. And she was an attorney out of Chicago, a professional, right? Evil, evil. It knows no bounds. And if you give yourself over to those kind of things in a riot situation, or you give yourself over to that, and what does that have to do with money? What does that have to do with, but it has everything to do to go against good. That's what evil does. It goes against good. It hates good. So the demonic influences that already fertile ground of a wicked heart. It can bolster that love of money. Go back to the very first person that was tempted in Eve. Fast forward all the way till now, and here we are as police officers dealing with that evil. And it's getting more and more and more. I would encourage you to keep on going. Just stick right there. There are those of you who have been called into this job to help control and to stop at times that evil. There are children out there that need to be rescued that are in these. I mean, there's 300 some thousand kids missing that they feel now that the report just came out that they're being trafficked. I mean, how horrific is that? Guatemala is just littered with missing kids. The littered reports of missing children that they know are probably here in this country who are being sex trafficked right now as we speak. Plain evil. Again, why? For the love of money. That's why you're being attacked. That's why you're being attacked. Because you are a minister for good. That's exactly what it says. Romans 13, we'll do a whole show on that. But I wanted to stop by today and just let you know. Because maybe you hadn't thought about it. Maybe you never looked at it this way. Maybe you didn't realize what you're up against. Things like this, these riots, yeah, it shows. Throwing bottles of whatever at you, burning down buildings all around you, plain ordinary evil. Why? Because you're in the way of it. Because you represent the good of it. That badge that you wear that covers your heart, that covers the reason why you want to do that job, because it's in your heart. I had a discussion with several cops about this. I heard a radio program where a guy called in, a 20-some-year guy, he called in and says, you know, there are some times when we look at each other and wonder why we're doing the job, but it's just, we know that we have to do it. Why do you have to do it? Why do you have to do it? Because you were called to do it. Because it was laid upon you to do it. And again, maybe you don't realize it. And evil, it doesn't know bounds. As a matter of fact, it'll attack you more. Recently, an ambulance driver just got killed by a woman. You guys who wear the badge of a fireman, I don't want to go into burning buildings. I'll let you guys do that. But evil took one of yours. The report says that he got stabbed in the heart and cried out, "She stabbed me in the heart." Dead. Evil. Evil. And that's what we're up against, ladies and gentlemen. Because evil, take a look at this picture. Evil attacked. And those of you who can't see it, it's Christ standing in the center of the temptations that were brought and the devil holding two rocks and tempting him from Matthew 4, 1 through 11. And that's evil. Attacks you at your weakest. Attacks the weakest points. And if, when you go back and you look, if your heart is that weak and that craving for money is that strong, it's a weakness, and it will attack, and it's not afraid. It's not afraid because it attacked Christ. So don't be discouraged by the evil that you see. Yeah, be upset by it, sure, but let it drive you to want to stand for the good. Some of you may never want to believe the concept and man's sinful nature. You don't even hear that talked about, but it's sinful nature of man combined with the selfishness of man bolstered by an evil of the demonic. That's what we're dealing with. So I would highly encourage you to go and read these passages for yourself. Go back and read Ephesians 6:12. Go back and read Matthew 15:19, for out of the heart. Go back and read 1 Timothy 6:10 and see what it's all about, that love of money is the root of all types of evil. But I can tell you this, and I will always say, the only way to be the best minister of the badge that you can be, the best warrior out on those streets, and that's to be the servant of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening and stopping by at this evil episode of Ministry of the Badge.
For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. You've been listening to Ministry of the Badge.